Members, we're going to call the redistricting committee to order right now. Thank you all for arriving on time. And first, we'd like to start off with approval of the minutes from March 28, 2011. We do have a slight amendment that needs to be made. Representative Fabian moved the minutes from March 21st of 2011 to be approved, and the motion prevailed. Is there anybody that's willing to make that motion?
So, Madam Chair, so moved.
Please note that Representative Marquardt moves the minutes from March 28th as amended. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And the minutes from March 28th are approved.
Yes.
Representative Sanders, welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, members, for your indulgence. Please forgive my tardiness.
Representative Hoppe, would you like to move House File 978, please?
I would like to move House File 978.
Okay.
I just had it in front of me.
Representative Sanders, it looks like you have a couple of amendments. Let's take care of those first. Are these both yours?
Yes, Madam Chair, they are.
And Representative Lynn, you want to move the A2 amendment?
Yes, Madam Chair.
And if you could just briefly, Representative Sanders or Mr. Mansky, if you could briefly explain what the A2 amendment does for this bill.
Madam Chair, I'm Joe Mansky from the Ramsey County Election Office, and this language, and not to belabor the point too much, but currently our state law references certification of voting equipment with standards or guidelines that have been adopted by an organization called the Election Assistance Commission. There is at least some belief that that organization will not be around for very much longer. And since we don't know where that certification authority is going to go, but since it's useful for us to have to link our law to the federal guidelines or federal standards, we just want to keep that link there wherever it happens to end up in Washington.
Members, any questions for Mr. Mansky regarding the A2 amendment? If not, all those in favor of the A2 amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Seeing none, the motion prevails for the A2 amendment to House File 978. We also have the A3 amendment. Representative Scott, would you be willing to move the A3 amendment?
Madam Chair, I move the A3 amendment.
Okay. And again, Mr. Mansky, can you just briefly walk us through this, the A3 amendment, excuse me?
Madam Chair, I will if I can see what the A3 amendment is.
Mr. Mansky, I believe this is the 5% deviation fix that we're looking to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not familiar with that, we have to thank Mr. Mansky for appearing today. Ms. Higgins was scheduled to appear on this, and unfortunately her sister is having surgery, so he's pinch hitting for us today. But essentially what this amendment does is, thank you, and it's Beth?
Yes. Yes, Madam Chair, Beth Fraser from the Office of the Secretary of State.
Ms. Fraser?
What this amendment does is it strikes some language related to redistricting at the city level, which makes sense with the current law but doesn't make sense with the bill as it's being amended. Right now, the language, the state law requires that cities with wards basically do redistricting twice, both in this year if they're having elections, so that the wards are... so that folks are electing people based upon the new population estimates, and again after the legislature draws the lines to make sure that the ward lines fit up with the legislative districts. If the language of the bill makes the first redistricting for this year optional, and which then makes this language problematic, because this language says that the ward boundaries can't change more than 5% plus or minus, which if you're doing redistricting twice makes sense, because you don't want to make radical changes and then make another set of radical changes. But if you're only doing it once, you may need to change the lines more than 5%. So that's why this language is being deleted.
Members, any questions for Ms. Fraser? Seeing none, Representative Scott renews her motion to amend House File 978 with the A3 amendment. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? And we passed the A3 amendment. Now we are to the bill. And Representative Sanders, can you walk us through? Just the portion, we're just concerned about the portion dealing with redistricting.
Which, from what I understand, Madam Chair, is just Section 2, just to be clear, correct?
There's a couple different sections. We have Section 2, 4, 10, and 11.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you, Madam Chair. Section 2 is provides an existing requirement, which was actually enacted in 2010, that cities with wards in municipal election in the year ending in or odd years must reestablish their ward boundaries at least 14 days prior to the time for filing affidavits of candidacy for council offices. Only applies to cities of the first class. And ward reestablishment is also changed from a mandate to a permissive option for these cities. Section 4 provides an exception. Provides for conforming reference to new language related to redistricting cities of the first class electing council members by wards ending in odd years as well. And then Section 10, or no, I'm sorry, not Section 10, Section 9.
Oh, Section 10 and 11.
Okay. And then Section 10 here. Talks about voters' rights and county redistricting, modifies the timeline for a voter to request a court to review a redistricting plan for county commissioner districts. A filing would be required at least 1 week before the first day to file for office in an even numbered year. And then Section 11 is the county redistricting plan, and filing that states for a county redistricting plan to be effective for the next election requires that the plan is to be filed with the county auditor at least 2 weeks prior to the first day for filing an affidavit of candidacy. And that is a brief walkthrough of those sections.
Okay. Members, any questions for Representative Sanders? Okay. Representative Hoppe, renew your motion to...
I would renew my motion. Are we sending this to the General Register?
Yes, we are.
That we pass House File 978 and send it on to the General Register.
All those in favor?
As amended.
As amended.
Thank you.
Representative Hoppe?
Thank you. I just have a question. So it did go to GovOps first? Or
it did.
Okay. So it's come from there, and now it's... Okay. Thank you.
Members, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Congratulations, Representative Sanders.
Thank you, members. Appreciate it.
Members, just a couple of housekeeping items. Our next meeting is going to be Tuesday at 10:15 a.m. in room 200. Any questions at all? Representative Hortman?
Thank you. What's the topic of the next meeting?
We're going to be listening to economic folks, kind of getting the perspective from the business community. Okay. All right. We are adjourned.